Hello, I'm Marianne Penn.
And I'm John Francis.
We will have more news from the city, as well as our weekly information desk, and a feature by David Clayton, as well as our regulars, What's On, with Margaret Thompson. A lot to cram in, and we start with more news from Norwich.
Fancy taking part in a rebellion this summer? An historical reenactment, of course. And news of a very original way of combining keeping fit and supporting charity.
Getting fit and helping out the community within 90-minute sounds like an unusual night out. But for Norwich's Good Gym, it's a weekly occurrence. The team spend their Monday evenings running round the city and helping out a community group. One week saw them painting at the Hamlet Charity in Norwich as part of their run after meeting at the forum. The group will dig, lift, scrape, clear and paint for a good cause and then push themselves on the run back with intervals or fitness session. Once they arrive back at the forum, they stretch and celebrate what they have achieved, all in 90 minutes. Stephen Hitcham, trainer for Good Gym Norwich, said, "Our visit to the Hamlet was one of our weekly group runs where more than 20 volunteer runners do good in their community. The Hamlet are the type of organisation we love to help as they have limited resources, and when a job like painting a communal room needs doing, we are the perfect ones to do it in a short space of time. In Norwich, we've visited over 25 different community organisations since we launched in June last year. Some of the tasks we do include gardening, weeding, painting and decorating, litter picks, general tidying, moving furniture and heavy objects, leaflet jobs and many more." Claire Nichols of the Hamlet Charity said, "The Good Gym Norwich is a fantastic scheme and has supported the Hamlet Charity twice now at our head office on St Leonard's Road. They have painted our training room with two coats and it has made a real difference to our head office facilities. I take my hat off to these crazy runners who have just come straight up Gas Hill and were raring to go on the painting, window cleaning, dusting and general office takeover. The Hamlet supports Norfolk children and adults with disabilities and complex health needs. They work with families to overcome the barriers they face so that they can no longer feel alone."
Actors are being recruited to tell an important Norfolk story this May. 1549 Kett's Rebellion is a five-person adaptation of The Common Lot's hit show, which toured the open spaces of Norwich in summer 2016. In the 16th century, Robert Kett led a rebellion of the common people. It's one of the most significant events in Norfolk's history. A huge number of men and women from across Norfolk marched on Norwich to make their case. They set up camp on Mousehold Heath, took control of the city, and called for the king to hear their situation. 1549 tells the story of what happened to them over 6 weeks of summer, from the establishment of their own system of fair representation and justice to their brutal repression by the army. Carl Minns from the Nimmo Twins and Simon Floyd from The Common Lot have written 1549, Kett's Rebellion, a tale of revolution and humanity. Mr. Floyd said, "This strikes me as an important story. Today, more and more working people are really struggling. Whilst a privileged few go on getting richer, we all feel like rebelling sometimes." There's now an opportunity for actors to audition to take part in the new production, being supported and produced by Norwich Arts Centre. The company's also looking for local volunteers at each of the locations the show visits to join the cast and sing some rabble-rousing songs. The tour will be visiting Norwich Arts Centre, Aylsham Town Hall, Wyndham Fairlands Hall and Tasborough Village Hall. Mr. Floyd said, "This is a great opportunity for emerging professional actors to build a project from the ground upwards." He's looking to have a broad range of people applying, but is ideally looking for three men, one aged between 18 and 30, and two between 30 and 60, and two females aged between 20 and 50. Auditions will be held at Norwich Arts Centre from March the 15th to the 17th.
More news shortly, but now we have Information Desk.